We are now up to Simin Tov Ayin Hei in Hilkas Pesach, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Yitol Yodov V'Yivarech Al Natilas Yadayim. So what did we do so far? We made Kiddush, drank the first kos. According to the Mishnah Berurah, one is supposed to have Das at the time you make the Bar Pri HaGofen, that you want that to cover anything you may drink until the second kos. After Kiddush, we go and break the middle matzah. After Kiddush, we go and wash our hands for karpas. We have pachas mikazayis and have in mind in the Bar Pri Adama to cover the morer as well. After which, we break the middle matzah, put away the larger half for the afikomen, the smaller one we leave there, and we say halach ma'anya, following which we remove the kara from the table or cover it. Then we fill the second kos. The child asks ma'anishtana. Then we bring back the kara, uncover the middle matzah, and start the Haggadah from Avodah Ayinu through Vihisha Amda. At Vihisha Amda, we cover the matzah, lift the kos. After Vihisha Amda, we put down the kos, uncover the middle matzah, continue saying the Haggadah. At the Makkos, we saw that you pour off Dam Ve'ish V'Simros Oshan and the 10 Makkos and the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. We had the various sheetas of what you pour with. Then when you get to Lefikach, one covers the matzah, lifts the kos and holds it all the way until the end of the Haggadah, until the end of which means including Hal, all the way till Gal Yisrael, one drinks the second kos. Now what we're up to is Yitol Yodov, you wash your hands for the meal. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you washed your hands for karpas and are sure that your hands are clean, how could you make another al netilas yadayim? So he says that the best thing really would be to make sure that his hands unclean. Otherwise, you couldn't make a bracha. Now the yikach hamatzos keseder shehinicham, you take the matzos the way that you had them in the kara. Haprusa bin shtei ashlemos, two shlemos and the broken one in between. V'yoksim biyodo, when he holds them in his hand. V'yavarach hamotzi va'al achilas matzah, and you make the bracha of hamotzi and al achilas matzah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes through the fact that we have a machlokas rishonim of exactly what bracha refers to what matzah. Are you making the hamotzi and the alachilis matzah on the sholem? Are we doing the hamotzi and the alachilis matzah on the prusa, because that's the ikur mitzvah matzah? Or are we making the hamotzi on the sholem, the alachilis matzah on the prusa, because that is the matzah? So lemaisa, what we do is the following. According to the Mishnah Berurah, what you're supposed to do is hold all three matzahs together and say hamotzi, then drop the bottom matzah and say alachilas matzah, because the bracha of alachilas matzah is definitely only being chal on either the top one or the middle one. The bottom one that we had for Lecha Mishnah, the motzi was chal on. So then you drop the bottom one and just say alachilas matzah on the top and the middle. Now we have a suffix, what the brachas went on, the top ones or the top one or the middle one. So here what we do is, says the Mechaber, v'acharkach yivtza mehashlemu elyona umehaprusa mishtehem biyachad, you take the top and the middle matzah together and you break off a piece. V'yitbalem v'yadbilem b'melach, what you're supposed to do is dip them in salt. Now, lemaisa our minig is not to dip into salt the first kazayas. The Rama says, "Hagav ein minig l'tabel b'melach b'layla rishona." The pasnogi ein tzarich melach. It's pasnogi. This has nothing else in it. It's just pure flour and water. The yochlem beheseba biyacha. The Machaber says you're supposed to eat them leaning together. Kazayas mikol echad, a kazayas from each one of them. Why is it? Since we don't know which one the bracha went on, you make sure to eat a kazayis from the top one and the middle one and bevas achas. Now, since we don't know which ones the amotzi and the alachilis matzah went on, so we're having a kazayis from the top and the middle and together. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to swallow it all at once. What you have to do is have them both in your mouth at the same time and chew them at the same time. As long as you swallow one kazayas, that's also good enough. Not only that, but even b'dievet, if you swallow a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, that's also good. Now, l'maisa, the shurim that we use, it's really physically impossible to swallow one whole kazayas at once. So what we do is you make sure that you're having it within k'dei achilas pras. Now, we will learn the halachas of kazayas later, but people are aware of the fact that there are two dais. Some hold that a kazayas today is supposed to be measured twice the size it used to be because of the shurim given in the Gemara don't seem to match our situation today. The Gemara gives a measurement of a kazayas or a verevius, which is related to a kazayas, that is based on finger widths, another one that is based on the size of eggs, and it seems like there's a discrepancy. So what happened is either our fingers got bigger or our eggs got smaller. The Tzlach assumes that our eggs have gotten smaller, and he therefore says that you should double it. So a kazayas is either a half an egg or a complete egg. Those are the two ikar shitas in a kazayas. The Mishtabura there says that in a daraisa you should be machmir, and in a darabanan you could be makel. So we therefore use a large shear for a daraisa and a small one for a darabanan. Now matzah is the mitzvah bearer of tochlo matzahs is a mitzvah daraisa, so we should have a large shear. The issue of which one the bracha was chal on, the poskim speak out, that's a darabanan question. Bracha is darabanan. As a result of that, if we're going to be eating a double kazayas anyway, there's no reason why you cannot have a small kazayas of the top one and a small kazayas of the middle one, which together will add up to a large kazayas. So with regard to bracha, you were yotz on the basis of a derabanan shir. With regard to the mitzvah daraisa, you definitely had yourself a kazayas from the two together, and that's what counts. So lahalacha, this is what one can do. Take a small kazayas from the top and a small one from the middle. Now also, this is all with regard to the one making the bracha. If everybody else is being yotza with his bracha and does not have their own matzah, then he's going to give them from other matzah anyhow. So what he does is he gives them a little bit from the top and a little bit from the middle as well, so that the botzea should break off from the top and middle a small kazayas of each, which add up to a big kazayas. The rest should be broken up and divided among everybody else and to be put together with whatever other matzah they're eating, and together it should add up to a deraisa kazayas. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'im eini yochel lechol kishnei zeisim biyachad. What happens if you cannot eat the two together? Yochel shalamotzi tchila v'achaka shalachilas matzah. You should eat from the top one first and then from the middle one. Even though there are different dais, because this seems to be what Rov Poskim hold. Also, they say that you should be eating each kazayas, both from the top one and the middle one, beheseba. Further, v'acharka, yeah, so that was with regard to the mitzvah of matzah. Now we go further. Then you should take a kazayas of mor, v'yishkenu kulo b'charosis, and you should dip all of it into the charosis, v'lo yishenu b'socho, but don't leave it there for too long, shelo yivatal tamri ruso, so that it should not be mevatal the taste of the mor. The reason we dip it is to make sure that you're getting rid of the eris, whatever it is that's harmful within the mor. V'yivarech al achilat yah, umitam zetzarach l'nara charosis me'olav. You're not supposed to be eating be'en of charosis, just a little bit. So you shake off the charosis. V'yivarech al achilas morer, v'yochlenu b'lo heseba. We make a bracha of al achilas morer, and we do not eat it be'heseba. You're allowed to eat it be'heseba, but there's no need to eat it be'heseba. V'achakach notol now, so what did we have so far? The matzah and the morer. Now, lemaisa, we're about to do the kricha, which is eating the matzah and morer together. This is a chi of derabanan, and it also really gets a bracha. The bracha of al-achilas matzah and al-achilas morer is supposed to go on the kricha as well, so that when you make your motzi, you should have kavana to be motzi also the matzah of the kricha. When you say al-achilas morer, you should also have kavana to be motzi the morer of the kricha. Now, v'achakach notel mene matzah shlishis, you take from the third matzah because you haven't used that for any mitzvah yet. Uvotzea mimene, you take some of that. V'korcha im ha-mor, you have it together with the mor. V'tov lo b'charosis, the machaber holds that you're supposed to dip that in the charosis, because this is in play, this is a zecher l'mikdash when we used to eat our matzah and mor together, and there we would dip it in charosis. Says the Rama, v'yesh omrim dein letovlo v'chenu b'minhagim v'chenu yisi nogin. Our mimig is not to dip it in the charosis because you were already yotza the mitzvah of charosis with the morer, and since we're eating it with the matzah, that will neutralize whatever dangerous tastes there are in the morer. V'omrim, one says zeichel lemikdash kehillel. You say zeichel lemikdash kehillel v'ochlem biyachad beheseba, and you eat them together beheseba. Now the machaber says that you're supposed to say zeichel lemikdash kehillel and then eat the two of them beheseba. Says the machaber, mishaberach al achilas matzah liyasiach b'davar sheinu minyan asud at shiochol krichazu kedei shetala birkas achilas matzah birkas achilas mor gam lekrichazu. You should be careful not to speak between your brachas of al achilas matzah and achilas mor before eating the kricha, because those mitzvahs are also, because the mitzvah of kricha is relying on those brachas. So the Bir Halacha asks, so why do you say zeichel lemikdash kehillel? He wants to say that maybe the Mechaber didn't really mean va'omer, that you say zeichel lemikdash kehillel, but you eat it zeichel lemikdash kehillel. L'maisa, most people do have the minig of saying it. There are two minhagim of saying hayakorech matzo mor, hayakorech pesach matzo mor. Hillel actually did eat the korban pesach together with it. The question is, do we mention the korban pesach since we're not eating the korban pesach? Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring both deis. Now you're supposed to make sure to have a kazayas of the matzah and a kazayas of the morer. Now this kazayas of matzah is definitely a drabanan, and as a result of it, you are allowed to use a smaller shear. There's a machlokas we've shown him exactly why we eat the kricha. One day is that it's simply a zecher. Bizman hazeh, we cannot eat the matzah and mor together, because matzah is daraisa, mor is derabanan, and the tam of matzah derabanan is going to be mevatel the tam of the matzah daraisa, because mitzvah mevatel zo is zo. So today we cannot eat them together, but bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, we could eat it. We could eat them together. Others learn that that according to Hillel, Bizman hazeh, the mitzvah mor is also to eat them together. But first you're supposed to eat the mitzvah of matzah to be mekayim the daraisa. Then you're supposed to eat the mitzvah of mor together with matzah to be mekayim the derabanan. Since we don't know if the halacha is like Hillel or the Chachamim, so we first eat mor separately, and then we have the mor together with the matzah. In other words, we're left with a shaila here. It may very well be that according to Hillel, we're today being yotza the mitzvah of mor together with matzah. Why do we say zeichel lemikdash? Because the whole mitzvah of mor is zeichel lemikdash. The Rabbanan made a mitzvah of mor bizman hazeh zeichel lemikdash. So these are two deis of what your kavana would be then. Are you doing this simply as a zecher of what was done according to Hillel? Or are we doing this that according to Hillel, this is our kiyum of the mitzvah of Mor Bizman Hazeh, which is zecher lemikdash?